You're on 2SER Breakfast, Bead Heads Radio on 2SER 8pm every Sunday evening, and 2SER presents on the afternoon of November 30th at the Factory Theatre as part of Freakin' Weekend, the Battle of the Beats, a knockout tournament where Australia's finest producers and beatmakers go head-to-head for supremacy. This would be like if it was a Battle of the Bands, but for your beatmakers. Competitors bringing their beats, playing to the crowd, going through round and round, eliminations, until one beat maker stands victorious. I'm very excited about this, but not as excited as our next guest from the Beat Heads radio program and the head honcho of Battle of the Beats. Please make him feel welcome. It's Threatnik. How are you going?
Yo, what's happening?
Very excited to have you back here on the radio again. Firstly, how's the show going?
Oh, it's going awesome. Love it. Love it. Every single week we get to play everything from, yeah, any type of genre and beats.
Yes.
Yeah.
Showcasing the best beat makers and producers from across Australia. And, of course, if people want to get their stuff to you on the radio, it's real easy to do. Just email you beatheads@2ser.com.
Correct. And I also have, like, a simple Google form, which, just sort of gives me information of where they are, their producer name and stuff like that. I know some people be naming their files incorrectly, but this sorts it all out for us to, and have a better connection, I think.
And all the fine work that you've done of showcasing local beat makers, it couldn't be contained by the radio program. The radio program's done a pretty good job, but it's now leaked out and it's going to be hitting the streets as part of Battle of the Beats there at the Factory Theatre.
Yes. Indeed. We are going to have a Battle of the Beats. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's Freakin' Weekends has been so good. And you've got some really awesome organisations on hand to help out, like Isotope and Native Instruments for the Beatmakers. They would know those corporations.
Correct, yeah. I reached out to a lot of different companies that have such a big influence when it comes to making beats. These are my favorite companies, and most of them were all receptive and really excited to come on board and give the top two people some winning prizes.
All right, so there's going to be some really cool beat making prizes for the best beat maker.
There is so many prizes. I'm actually quite jealous. I want to actually join in the battle. We have prizes from so many different sponsors. All the sponsors on the bottom of the flyer.
Let me shout them out one time, because as well as Isotope and Native Instruments, you've got Devious Machines in the house. Tarramurra Music. When Tarramurra Music came in here to the studio, because they were kind sponsors of our 2025 Radiothon, there's some beat makers on staff there at Tarramurra Music.
I know. I'm going there today to have a look and have a chat with them. Yep. But they're giving us away. They're giving away a sampler.
Kidding.
Yes, which is really, really awesome.
What?
So the top grandiose prize will be a Teenage Engineering sampler from them.
Oh my God.
Which is amazing. And second prize will also have an in-store voucher for the lucky winner.
Shout outs to those guys.
Shout outs to Telltone Audio.
Titus Jones Bar, a bar helmed by a person who knows a thing or two.
Yes.
About beats, shout out to Mez. Halcyon Days Records in the house. Esper, mixed by Esper.
Yeah, so that prize is really interesting. I really wanted to do something different with that prize. Esper is a very well-known mixing engineer from Australia, and I sort of pitched to him that instead of just doing like a regular sort of studio session, which a lot of people do, which is fine, instead of like a beat maker going to hire a studio room for 8 hours or something, I asked for Esper to sort of have like a one-on-one masterclass.
Yes.
So this is a great chance for the winner to sit in the room with a professional mixing engineer who's mixed so many different people, worked with
INXS,
Pharrell. He's done so many things. He's done a masterclass with Guru, who is Jay-Z's engineer.
This is great stuff.
Yeah, the winner will sit down with Legendary Mixed by Esper, and you can pick his brains for the next 4 hours and be like, why is my mix like this? Yeah. Or how do I do this with the bass and blah, blah, blah? How do I get my beats like this or whatever?
This is going to be awesome stuff. And so it's not just a competition. It's a cavalcade of entertainment. Not only will people be able to check out all of these awesome beats being made by local producers, the day features a live performance from Melbourne's Sadiva, one of the most dedicated figures in Australia's beat food scene.
Yes, indeed. I love Sativa. I love her music. We had her on the show not even that long ago, maybe a month ago. She just dropped a new album.
Mm.
And yeah, she's been influential in the beat-making scene, especially in the battle scene as well.
Yeah.
She's an awesome judge. Every time I go down to the beat battle down in Melbourne, she's a judge. And I just pitched it to her to come to a set. And she was more than happy to fly up here and do that.
Yeah, shout out to Sativa also doing the best to help champion women in the world of beat making.
Yes.
Dr. Robot's going to be in the house, this mysterious time-traveling entity from the underground who brings theatrical production complete with substage tunnels, flute solos.
Yes, could correct.
Be the only problem with booking someone like Dr. Robot there is you never know which one of his nemeses are going to be in the crowd, and there might sort of be a battle on all fronts, all dimensions of battle might be in the house. Dr. Robot, a hero of the beat-making scene, but when you're a hero, you make a few enemies amongst the villains.
Wow, okay, I never knew this.
Yeah.
Because I only saw him for 15 minutes perform, and it was a short set, but my God, I was blown away. And it was a lot of fun, and I thought I would bring something different to the scene. Yeah, which is really, really awesome.
And of course, hosted by Aikatana and the mayor of Newtown, P. Smurf.
Correct.
This sounds like a really, really wonderful afternoon, and it's free.
It's free. It is definitely free. It's all ages as well, so
yes.
No excuses, guys. You can't blame your kids this time.
Yes, so if you want to get the kids into making beats, go and expose them to this wonderful competition, and then who knows, by the time Christmas rolls around, they might be sort of get a beat-making machine there in their stocking.
Yep.
They're rocking in the stocking,
yeah,
as it were.
A brand new NPC straight in the stocking.
Oh, gee, that would be the best Christmas present ever.
Yes, it would.
Beatheads and 2SER present Battle of the Beats happening in the Factory Theatre on Sunday, 30th of November. Free entry starting from 1 till 7. People want to find out more about all the stuff you're doing, Threatnik, where's the best place for them to go to?
Just Beatheads on Instagram or through the website, 2SER. And
yes.
Yeah, but I'm mainly active on the Instagram page.
Very active on the Instagram. I love having you here. Love the radio show. Catch up on old episodes via the 2SER website. And I will see you at the beat battle.
Let's go.
The Battle of the Beats. This is 2SER Breakfast.